City Council will need to pass the ordinance boosting the income tax from 2 to 2.5% next week in order to get it on the May ballot. Mayor Tom Burnaby estimates the increase would raise about $11.5 million. Like other cities, he says Canton has suffered because the state cut local government funds and estate taxes. But he acknowledges the city's problems with population loss and poverty, identified in a comprehensive plan 2 years ago, go well beyond that.
It complicated our problem. It complicated all of the city's problems. But that money in and of itself, you know, $2 or $3 million a year, would not have answered the needs, the very, very large needs that the comprehensive plan describes.
60% of the money would be designated for economic development and rejuvenation in 5 key areas of Canton, around the 2 hospitals, the Timken Company, downtown, and in the corridor that leads to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But the city also would allot about $1.5 million for police and fire, and more than $1 million each for street repairs and for renewal in neighborhoods outside those zones. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.